Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going? This is Ken. Welcome to the Passion Entrepreneur. This is your coach, your chief profitability officer, your profit evangelist. Thank you for listening in, Passion Entrepreneur. What we do is we show you how to maximize your profits and your business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. So we want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. Today we're talking about selecting the right CPA and trusted advisor for your profitable business. That is, selecting the right certified public accountant and your trusted advisor for your profitable business. How appropriate it is on April 15th, tax day. So before we talk, and we're going to bring on Andrew Levy here in a few minutes, but I got to get something off my chest. And because it's April 15th, tax day, I just got to say some stuff. You know, and this, of course, is my opinion. April 15th, when I think about April 15th, I'm thinking this is the time when we give too much money to an inefficient federal government, federal and state government. Yeah, I said it. April 15th, this is the day when hardworking small business people like you and I must pay, give, relinquish, fork over, whatever term you want to use, more of our hard-earned money. And this is the time when we give so much money that, as you know, more money we give to government, federal and state, the less money we have to give to our children for their welfare, for their well-being, for their education. That's what it's all about, for the children, correct? See, the more money we pay to government, the less money we have for our families. The more money we pay to government, the less money we have for our community. You think about it. The less money we pay to government, less money for charitable organizations. Save the Children. The Salvation Army. What about the American Cancer Society? Sierra Club. Yeah, I'm all for going green in the environment. American Red Cross. The YCMA. The YCMA. The YMCA. Girls Club. Boys Club. Girls Inc. American Cancer Association. What about the American Heart Association? What about the Georgia Public Policy Foundation? Those are all charitable organizations that need our money because they make a difference in their communities. They are providing the services that are needed, not so much the federal and state government. I'm on a rant here, so bear with me. You know, if you look at within your own community, your church, your neighborhood organization, they are making a difference in their communities. So the less money you give to the government, the less money they have to help do the good things, the right things in their community. So just think about that. So, and one more thing. The less money you give the government, the less money you have for your own retirement. I know, April 15th, I just had to say it. I had to get this stuff off my chest. I feel so much better now. I feel so much better, perhaps, if I was paying less in taxes, I'm not going to go there. So what I'm saying to you is, if we have a society, that promotes savings and personal responsibility, if we had that, we could abolish the IRS. That's right, the IRS. I call it the Darth Vader of federal government. Why not adopt the fair tax? Everybody should get 100% of their paycheck. That's right, I said it, 100% of their paycheck. We should tax consumption, not production. So tax consumption, not production. But, you know, that's another show. It's April 15th. But I had to get some stuff off my chest. I feel a little bit better, maybe a little bit better if I was paying less in taxes, but I'm just sharing. Anyway, that's my rant. I just wanted to share a little bit about that for April 15th. Today we're going to talk with how appropriate. April 15th, we're talking to a CPA. Andrew Levy. He is president of Rock Ridge Financial Services. That's Rock Ridge Financial Services. Provides a comprehensive suite of financial services to small and medium-sized businesses in manufacturing, distribution, service, and technology industries. So the questions I'm going to ask, Andrew, is this. So, you know, how do you choose the right CPA for your business? What questions should you ask? What experience should you look for? And how do you judge experience, expertise, and the results? So, Andrew, welcome to the program. Thanks for being on the show.
And, Ken, thanks for having me this morning.
All right. I'm not going to bring you in on the fair tax or the taxes, anything. We're going to keep you focused on accounting and being a trusted advisor.
And I'll tell you, Ken, if I could just say one thing, and I appreciate you cutting off that topic of conversation, because I'm sure that that's something that we could all go on for days and days and talking about. But, you know, you spoke to where one could put one's money instead of with the federal and state government. One could put it to donations, and one could put it for retirement and savings. But just thinking about it this way, if you're a small business or if you're any size business and you're able to, rather than use those funds to pay the feds and the state, put it towards reinvesting in the business and creating additional value, could only mean additional business, additional value, additional potentially new employees, which then would help other folks out that might not have had the opportunity if the money, you know, hadn't gone to the state and to the federal government. So there's a lot in value creation, in wealth creation for the future, and in looking forward, I can only run the numbers to see what this is doing to the potential opportunity cost and value lost in businesses, because monies have to be put towards taxes and other non-generating, non-revenue and value-producing sources.
Yes, I like that. That's why I got you on the program. That's exactly why I have you on the program. Well said, well said. Why not invest in yourself and your business? Because when you put your money in government, it's as ineffective as I can think. So thank you for chiming in a little bit. Invest in yourself, invest in your business, invest in your people.
And just had to put a couple of cents in there. And now back to our show.
Yeah. What is accounting? Let's talk about that. What is accounting, Andrew?
Sure. First of all, you know, my firm is Rock Ridge Financial Services, and as you said before, Ken, we're a business advisory and CPA firm. And there's a difference, and I want to point out the difference between accounting and finance. Accounting is a historical discipline. Okay, it's you're a bean counter. You're a historian representing or putting down on paper what has already happened, and it's very, very important to have good information, to have good integrity of that information into proper accounting, because accounting is what we use to drive our business. It's the past. It's what we're using to look and see, okay, how have we done and what do we need to do to change things or to continue ourselves forward. And I wanted to point out the difference, and it's a very dynamic difference between accounting and finance, because finance is looking prospectively at your business. It's driving your business forward. But, you know, you can't drive the business forward unless you have good integrity of the historical information. And that, Ken, is what accounting is. Accounting is having good integrity of good information in order to drive your business forward.
So accounting is so important. It's the language of business. Now, there are different areas of accounting. What are the different areas of accounting?
What are the different areas of accounting? Are you talking about cost accounting versus GAAP accounting versus? Yeah, I mean, there's different aspects of accounting when it comes to businesses. Cost accounting is very important, and I want to just spend a couple of minutes talking about that. When you're a manufacturer and when you're building something to sell to your customers, cost accounting is extraordinarily important, because at the end of the day, it's how you figure out how much you should charge for things and what your margins need to be, what your nut needs to be before you get down to covering your operating expense and your selling and general administrative expenses. So cost accounting is very important to have a good handle as to what the costs are in getting everything together to sell to your customer. And one thing that I find more often than not is excluded from the cost accounting that our clients use, at least before they walk in the door to Rock Ridge Financial, is the freight costs. Freight in, freight, what it takes to get product in your house in order to build it and sell it again. And as we all know, freight costs and fuel charges have become exorbitant from the amount of money that we spend to fill up our tank every week. You can see the airline industry, the consolidation that's going on right now, and a big part of it is because of the extraordinary fuel charges that these airlines are being made to cope with and are causing them grief. So
that is so important. As a coach, I'm always telling my clients and potential clients, you've got to control your cost. You've got to really look at and find ways to reduce your expenses whenever possible. Sometimes you can, but control your cost, because that affects your profit. It affects your profitability, your profit margin. So you got to look at those numbers. And sometimes business owners don't know what their costs are. So that's a good point. So what are the areas, other areas besides cost accounting?
As far as how accounting looks, meaning GAAP accounting versus non-GAAP or OCPO, which is accounting gibberish for other comprehensive basis of accounting, depending upon what kind of business you're in and what the requirements are in terms of whether your lenders, meaning banks, for example, are requiring audited financials, which are made or provided in general accepted accounting principle format. There's a number of different types of financial statements, and I know I may be getting off topic a little bit, but it all depends on your audience. Who are you trying to provide this information to, and what do they need in order to do their job to best help you? And there's three different types of financial statements that can be generated, from audited financial statements to reviewed financial statements, and the lower level being compiled financial statements. And, it all comes down to knowing your audience, knowing who you're presenting and who you're preparing these financial statements for, because, again, the detail of information and most certainly the cost to you, the cost to the business owner for getting those type of financial statements prepared will vary widely.
Okay, so how do you choose the right certified public accountant, the right CPA for your business?
Right. But I think wherever you live and wherever you choose to find a CPA or a business advisor, it's so important to find a CPA who, like us at Rockridge, who looks after not only the business but the people behind the business. You want to find a CPA firm that is not necessarily transactionally oriented alone. You want to find a business who is looking to add value to your business by making recommendations and being strategic and really, really looking to help the business rather than to, shall I say, regurgitate information into a financial statement format or regurgitate information into a tax format. The way we look at it, Ken, with respect to taxes, because today is April 15th, with respect to taxes, filing the taxes, that's the end game. That's the final step in taking all the information and all the strategy that's gone in to directing the company. That's the final step in what the feds and the state want to see. But the planning and the strategy is so important. Ask your CPA a great question. How many times, Mr. CPA, do you like to get together with your clients during the year to have planning sessions? Well, if the CPA looks quizzically at you, then that might be a little flag saying that maybe this is not the right CPA to add value to my business. Again, you want to find the service provider who adds value, and that would be true not only with accounting firms but with lawyers and other service professionals who you look to for their intellect and for their skill set.
Okay, so what? So you don't want a glorified bookkeeper. You really want to find a CPA that's going to add some value. So what would be some of those value services besides the tax return at the end of the year?
Right. I'll just sort of speak offhand to what Rockridge Financial does, so that gives you a sense for what types of services are out there and what types of questions you may want to ask your CPA or business advisory firm. So we have different practice areas. We have our tax planning and tax strategy area. And notice, I don't call it our tax prep area because planning and strategy is where the real value is.
Okay, what's the difference between tax preparation and tax strategy?
Tax preparation and tax strategy. If you get financial statements, if the CPA gets financial statements from the business at the end of the year, that's the first time that they've taken a look at the financials. They put it. Yeah, it sure is, because where's the value?
Bad time.
If that's what you want, then my gosh, there's plenty of guys out there. There's plenty of gals out there who do this. There's H&R Block. There's TurboTax. There's other ways to do it, but there's so much, in my opinion, being left on the table. And with us at Rockridge, we don't say we're going to get you a refund. You'll certainly get one if you're entitled to it, but the idea that your business advisor or your tax professional needs to be current on the code, needs to look for opportunities to minimize tax liability. My tax manager, he's the kind of fellow, at the end of the evening, he goes home and reads tax code, and God bless, because it ain't my bag. But these are the kind of people who you need to have on your team, and these are the kind of people that we have on our team here at Rockridge Financial.
So what I hear you saying is that we should look at our taxes on January 1st forward versus December 15th, or maybe April 15th, looking back. You've got to be proactive in your tax strategy and say, okay, what kinds of purchases am I going to do? How am I going to move my business forward? And then what are the tax strategies to reduce my taxable income or deduct my taxable income or get some tax credits from that stuff? Okay,
right.
I got you. All right. So what are some other services that a good client or could provide a good CPA could provide a client?
Right. Another one of the practice areas that we have is our general accounting practice area. And some clients and some businesses find, it's really a question, Ken, of knowing what you do well, knowing what you don't do well, and most importantly, knowing where your core competencies are, knowing where the competencies are of the business. And there's many times where a company doesn't necessarily need a full-time bookkeeper or a full-time CFO or accounting staff, and that's where you look to your business advisory team to help pick up the slack, because the point being is, if you need someone 35 and 45 hours a week, then by golly, you bring those folks in. But if you don't need it but you need to have a good handle as to where the numbers are every month or every week, that's when you bring in those professionals in order to give you that the detail that you need to drive the business. And I want to distinguish also between bookkeeping and accounting. Bookkeeping, I don't have bookkeepers on my staff because I need to have accountants, people who are not only well-versed as to where things need to go, but from an accounting perspective, what the best method of reflecting certain transactions are, and it also enables our accounting staff, our general accounting practice area, those folks to advise on a lower level the clients as to what they may need to do or where they may need to make some adjustments. My favorite practice area, Ken, is for us our CFO and business advisory practice area. My background is as a chief financial officer and controller of many different companies over time, so that's where I get my tickles. Most CPAs do not have a breadth of practical background and practical day-to-day experience in driving companies, so they may be missing something. So one of those questions that your audience may want to ask their CPA when looking for a CPA is, what background do you have beyond the public accounting spectrum? Have you always been in public accounting? And not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just a matter of educating oneself as to where there may be, as to whether that service provider is in fact the right service provider for you.
That's good. So what we're talking with Andrew Levy, president of Rockridge Financial Services. You can check out the website at rockridgefinancial.com, correct?
That's right. RockRidgeFinancial.com.
Okay. So what other questions would be good to ask? And we've got about maybe 10 more minutes left.
That's fine.
In our conversation. So what are some other questions that you should ask? This is a really good question that you posed.
Yeah, I mean, so some other great questions to ask is, how can how can you help me? What, you know, truly, very, very blatant.
Interview them.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. This is an interviewing process. There are plenty of folks out there who make the case, plenty of folks meaning CPAs, plenty of CPAs who make the case that they are service providers, that they are truly interested in the business and in the people behind the business. And I've seen it time and time again. And again, I don't mean to be throwing stones. Prior to founding Rockridge Financial, I worked in public accounting, so I think I can speak a little bit from experience of working at other firms. Make sure that these folks put their money where their mouth is. I mean, I can't say it any other way. I've had numerous experiences in the time that I've had my practice where clients say, you know what, Andrew, I really thought you guys were full of blank, because most CPAs come in the door and make the same pitch, that they're service-oriented, that they're not transactionally oriented, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the CPA putting his or her money where her mouth is, or his mouth is. So interviewing the CPA and asking questions, how do you envision helping me? What would you do differently from the last CPA? Or what would you do differently just on face from what I'm doing now? And I'll tell you, if a CPA is looking to hold off on sharing certain information until they bind you as a client, again, they're just flags. Find the folks who you get along with, who you find a commonality with, because these are not just providers for today. These are providers, service providers for the future and for the growth of your business and for the growth of you personally and professionally. So make sure that these are long-term folks, or at least at first glance, folks who you have similarities or understandings with, that you can feel comfortable in picking up the phone, asking questions, and feeling like you've got that helping hand.
So what I hear you saying is that you need a strategic partner in your business that you feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. And you know, we have clients where the owners are CPAs. And that's
oh,
wonderful.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful, because
a CPA needs a CPA also. Okay.
You know, again, it comes down to core competencies. Where do you add value to your business? Are you adding value in accounting and finance? Well, maybe somewhat, but could you better add value in growing your business by finding new clients, or relationship managing the current clients that you have, or looking for other ways to grow your business? And you know, for those clients that we have where the owners are CPAs, they love it because, number one, it's another set of CPAs' eyes on the business, but it's a different slant. It's coming at it from a different direction. And you know what? Sometimes it's really important to have somebody who's just a couple of steps away from the action to be able to see things more objectively than the owner or manager may otherwise see.
Okay. We've got a few minutes left over. What other really critical information would you like to share with our listeners about the CPA profession and picking the right CPA?
Yeah, you know, I suppose if I was to say, you know, what is the critical piece of information that if I had a business, what I would be looking for is looking for that person as a service provider, as a long-term service provider, and make sure that you have that connection. Don't hesitate to throw out the punches. I would look at it in the same way as if you're looking to bring a new hire on board. You have to ask those questions that bring out issues. If the person, you know, ask the CPA that you're interviewing or the business advisor that you're interviewing, what's your experience in my industry? What are your successes? What have your successes been in my industry? And what do you think that you could do to help me and my business more than what another CPA right down the block could do? So
challenge them.
Oh, it's absolutely, you know, and I, you know, when I meet with prospective clients and I have clients coming at me and interviewing me, I welcome it. And I don't just welcome it because I like to tell them the story of Rockridge Financial Services. I welcome it because it tells me that this is a client who looks at this relationship very, very seriously and not just as someone who can put my tax return together.
All right. You know, talking with Andrew Levy, Rockridge Financial Services. How do we contact you?
Sure. A few different ways, just as far as our website goes again, Ken. It's www.rockridgefinancial.com. That's R-O-C-K-R-I-D-G-E financial.com. Our telephone number at the office is 678-421-9977. And always feel free to email us with any questions or comments you might have at info@rockridgefinancial.com.
All right, then. And one more time, give your contact information for our listeners. Want to make sure.
Right. Rockridge Financial Services, located here in Metro Atlanta. Our telephone number is 678-421-9977. And our email address can be directed to info@rockridgefinancial.com.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much, Andrew, for being on the show. To kind of summarize, what are some of the key points that you want our listeners to take away from our conversation?
Know your strategic partners. Have an understanding for what they have done and what they can do. The same way as I talked before about accounting and finance, one's historical, one's prospective. Understand what your CPA firm or business advisory firm has done, what they are doing now, and what they can do for you in the future.
All right, then. Thank you very much, Andrew.
My pleasure.
How appropriate on tax day, we have a CPA having a conversation about picking the right CPA. So thank you very much, Andrew. You got to come back on the show. I really like what you share with the group. I'm certainly some people will want to be contacting you.
So I had a great time. Thank you.
All right, so that's the show. So what have you learned today? How will you apply what you've learned? Specifically, what action steps, maybe call Andrew, to implement and improve your business and increase your profitability? So if you're looking for a second opinion, definitely check out Andrew Rockridge Financial Services. Or if you're looking for profitability ideas and strategies, you can certainly give me a call. E3C, we have over 300 profit and sales ideas, 60 different business courses, quizzes, forms. You got it? You want it? We got it for you. So, again, this is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. Don't forget to check out our websites and check out the blog, e3c.typepad.com, and our website, blog, talk radio, and also e3c.podomatic.com. So, again, as we wrap up, dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable, and above all, be in business. You're an entrepreneur. Be excited about it. Have a passion for what you do. Thank you, Brian Hunley of New Wine Music, for providing our bumper music. As we go out, have a great day.